a year of abundance, 2025. And today, we are going to be talking about the fact that our God gives abundant wisdom. And this is actually, well, I mean, every message we do, I love just getting in there, searching it out. What does God's word say? And he gives abundant wisdom. Let me just give you some of our key verses, and then we'll talk more detail about wisdom. Ephesians 3:20, it says, "Now glory be to God, who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes." And then John 10:10, our other key verse, "The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." The God we serve wants us to live an abundant life. He is not wanting us to just survive. He wants us to live an abundant life full with him. And we've talked about that for a few weeks now. Abundance, exceeding, going beyond, more than enough. How many times have you said in your life, "Oh, there's not quite enough," or "I don't know if there'll be enough"? But God says he wants you to live more than enough. Because you see, when you have more than enough, you can give to others, you can help others, you can be a light, you can sow into others. That's why he wants his children to have more than enough. And you and I can live in the abundance that God has for each of us. So specifically today, abundant wisdom. You see, our God has abundant wisdom, and our God gives abundant wisdom. Look at Proverbs 3 and verse 19. You see, "By wisdom the Lord founded the earth, and by understanding he created the heavens." Now, you can go back to that slide we're using for the message title. There is a real picture of the earth, and I don't know, can you see it clear from there? Not that clear. That's the moon. So it was an eclipse of sorts. And the camera was out here. That's the moon and the earth. God created that. God created that. And how does it stay there? Did you notice there's no string holding it up? The world we live in our context, everything has to be held somehow. God holds that by his power. He created it. He put it in place. And by wisdom, he created it. Now, I know our God is so powerful, and the thing that comes to me is, well, didn't he just like supernaturally speak that, and yet Scripture says by wisdom he created it. Did you know that wisdom is necessary to create anything? In this world, people who create things have wisdom. They don't just go in the shop and throw stuff around and see what comes out. It doesn't work. Wisdom creates. Now, maybe you're wondering, well, what is the difference between wisdom and knowledge? You'll hear the two often, wisdom and knowledge. Knowledge is knowing stuff. Wisdom is understanding the steps necessary to use that knowledge. So you could know about computers, but maybe not have the wisdom how to run them really well. You need more than knowledge, and wisdom does that. We'll get into that a little more in a bit. Proverbs 2, verse 6 says, "The Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the path of the just and protects those who are faithful to him." So wisdom, ultimate wisdom, comes from the Lord and from the mouth of the Lord. Well, guess what? He spoke, and he got people to write down stuff that he wanted. Wisdom is found in this book. A lot of wisdom. And Proverbs particularly has a lot of sayings of wisdom. If you're like, "I don't feel very wise," read through Proverbs again and again and again if you need to, and you will start to gain wisdom, guaranteed. There's a lot there. But God gives wisdom. Listen to James 1:5. "If any of you need wisdom, you should ask God, and he will give it to you. God is generous and won't correct you for asking." We serve a generous God who wants to give us wisdom. This is good because wisdom is a great blessing. You see, God wants us to be wise. Think for a minute. We're a Pentecostal church, and we often talk about the gifts of the Spirit. There is a gift of the Spirit called the gift or the word of wisdom. There's word of knowledge and word of wisdom. But let's read that. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. And again, knowledge is knowing lots of things. Wisdom is the action steps necessary to put it to use. So when he gives a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge, that is supernatural wisdom, supernatural knowledge given straight from him. Okay? We're going to talk today about how we need to search and go after wisdom, but gifting of the Holy Spirit, he can give you a word of knowledge or wisdom for a certain situation. That's the kind of God he is. Wisdom knows how to get in there and problem solve. Someone can come out of electrician school really smart and know a lot, but it's on the field where they get the experience and the wisdom. And the old guy who's been there a long time, he comes in, he knows exactly what to click and flick and connect. And it works. Wisdom. But the cool thing, God wants to give you wisdom. He wants to make it so it comes in and sticks in. But he also can give you a word of wisdom in a moment when it's needed. Supernatural. I remember this happening to me one time many years ago. I grew up on a farm, and on the farm you do everything. You know, you do your mechanicking, your electrical. We don't get electricians to turn on it after. But anyways, you do a little bit of everything, and you got to make it work. And so my brother was actually working on a F-150 1987 pickup truck, brown and gold, with a sleeper on it, and one of those little kapoofy things. Anyways, I don't know all the terms, but it was a cool truck back then. It'd still be a cool truck if you put big tires on it today. But so he was working on it, changing it to propane. And so he was putting propane and gas. There was a season of time where lots of vehicles wanted propane. Nobody does it anymore. And the wiring and everything that was necessary, he did it all, but he was having issues with it, and he couldn't figure it out. And he called me. And he said, I can't figure this out. I'm going to need you to come and give me a hand. And I said, well, you know, I don't know anything about mechanics. Yeah, he said, I know, but could you pray about it? I said, sure. And so I prayed about it. And when I prayed about it, I literally saw a wire and that the wire was in the wrong spot. And when you turned the key to the on position, there was no power at the wire that opened up the propane. But in the drive position there was, but not the on position. The wire was in the wrong spot. And so I called him back up and I said, oh, so the problem, I think the problem is this. And he's like, what? How did you know that? I said, I didn't. I think that's called a word of wisdom. Knowledge, seeing the problem, wisdom, how to fix it. And wisdom was you got to find somewhere else so that when the key's in the on position, it's still open or no propane's going through. Yeah. God can give you anything. I knew nothing about vehicles and electrical. So no matter how much wisdom you have, God has more. No matter what line of work you're in, you go after wisdom. But if you're ever completely stuck, say, Lord, can you show me something? Because if you're a believer and you've asked him to fill you with the Holy Spirit, he can give that to you supernaturally. He's that good. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have to go to school. You don't have to learn anything. But there are moments where there's nothing, and you're like, God, can you help me? And it is amazing when God does stuff like that. It makes us feel like, thank you. Wisdom. So wisdom ultimately comes from the Lord, and wisdom can be a gift of the Holy Spirit. We went through the gifts of the Holy Spirit one time here at church, and we prayed for people, and I said, you know, God can give a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom for you, because sometimes the Lord does that. Is a gift that he's given me, and I'll pray for someone, God will show something, and then wisdom how to deal with it. So I'm just going to think of an example of a word of wisdom and then knowledge how to fix it. So I already gave you one with a vehicle, so we've got to get off mechanics. So word of knowledge could be you're having family relationship problems. So you have a sister who's really angry at you. You don't really know why. Well, you kind of know why they're angry at you. And so I'm praying for you, and I say, I can see you have a sister, and they're really mad at you right now. And you don't like this friction in the relationship, but you don't know how to fix it. So knowledge shows the problem. Word of wisdom is how to fix it. And word of wisdom, make an apple pie and take it to her place. And don't come and say, I came here to show you what you did wrong. Say, I came here to have coffee and I brought apple pie. That's a word of wisdom. Isn't that good? Make sure you guys understand that God wants to show things and then he wants to give you wisdom how to deal with it. Did you know that there's nothing that can't be solved in your life with God's wisdom? Any issue in your lives can be solved with God's wisdom. Any issue. There is nothing that he can't solve with his wisdom. Well, how do I know that? Because he made that with wisdom. If he can do that, there's nothing he can't solve. You're like, well, you don't know. Like, there's some stuff right now. I don't think God can fix our marriage. I think God can fix a marriage. If he can make a man out of dust and then make a woman out of his rib and put them together and make it work, I think he can make your marriage work if you'll let him. If you'll let him give you wisdom and then you'll follow it. You see, that's the key. That's the key. So yes, he can make it work. Did you know that God put us here to have fellowship with one another and with him? That means he has the wisdom to show us how to work together with other people, including spouses, including work relationships, family relationships. That's who he is. He's a God who gives wisdom. Why do we need wisdom? Well, the opposite of having wisdom is being a fool. Scripture has a lot to say about being a fool, and none of it is good. So you want wisdom. All right. Wisdom, first of all, brings wealth. Now, we talked about abundant wealth a while ago, so we're not going to go into this deep at all. We're just going to read the scripture again about how wisdom was what brought Solomon wealth. 2 Chronicles 1, verse 10. Give me wisdom and knowledge, this is Solomon talking, that I may lead this people, for who is able to govern this great people of yours? God said to Solomon, since this is your heart's desire, and you've not asked for wealth, possessions, or honor, nor for the death of your enemies, and since you have not asked for a long life, but for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people over whom I have made you king, therefore wisdom and knowledge will be given you. And I will also give you wealth, possessions, and honor such as no king who has before you ever had, and none after you will have. So God says, Solomon, you asked for the right thing. Wisdom is what you need. That same wisdom would bring great wealth. Where there's no wisdom, there's no wealth every time. Where there's no wisdom, there will be no wealth. I'm just going to say this. Well, what if someone inherits, maybe you're thinking, well, what if someone inherits like millions of dollars and they're not wise? Well, then there won't be wealth for long. Because where there's no wisdom, there's no wealth. Wisdom is what's necessary for wealth. So, you know, wisdom is necessary. Anybody you see that you're like, wow, they're doing so well, they're so wealthy, they've got, wisdom was necessary. And wisdom also understands that most times you need other people with you. Wisdom will tell you right away that you need other smart people with you no matter where you're going. It's a thing. You can only go so far with your own wisdom, and then you need others with you. Wisdom will make you wealthy. We're going to stop there because we did a whole message on that. Wisdom keeps us from evil people. This was kind of cool in Scripture. Wisdom will keep you from getting with the wrong people. Proverbs 2, verse 10, wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. These men turn from the right way to walk down dark paths. They take pleasure in doing wrong, and they enjoy the twisted ways of evil. Their actions are crooked, and their ways are wrong. Wisdom will save you from the immoral woman, from the seductive words of the promiscuous woman. She has abandoned her husband and ignores the covenant she made before God. Entering her house leads to death. It is the road to the grave. Wisdom will keep you from getting with the wrong people. Fools end up getting with the wrong friends. Young people, choose your friends wisely and use wisdom. Wisdom says the loud person who is saying they can get all the liquor they want at their house, wisdom says don't go with that person. They're going to get you in trouble. Wisdom is necessary in relationships for good friends, for good business partners, to find a good spouse. Wisdom should be part of it. Well, no, I'm just going to go by those love feelings. Oh, they're the one for me. Oh, did you know you can have those feelings with anyone that you spend lots of time with close? Did you know that, young people? Young men, you spend lots of close, private time with the young lady and you're going to have feelings. Young ladies, if you spend lots of time with a young man, private time, close, doesn't matter, they can be super ugly, you're going to start to be like, oh, I love them. They're the one for me. Okay. Use wisdom. Don't spend lots of close time with someone who's obviously going down a different trail than your life's supposed to. Don't do it. And you won't get there where you're feeling like, oh, no. It's why God's word says we shouldn't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So if you're going to be yoked together, some of the first thing, young people, make sure they're a Christian before you spend close time. And be friends. And, well, it's God's plan, purpose. Use wisdom. And here's the key to wisdom. Get other wise people to speak into your relationships. Did you know that mom and dads are actually pretty smart? Talking to the youth again. And the rest of you, your mom and dad's still smart if they're still here. Do you ask your parents about your friends? Do you think this is a good friend? I'm going to bet the answer to that is probably no to everyone here. Why not? Would you ask your parent about marrying somebody? What do you think? Did anybody here ask their parents before they got married? There's a couple of people that did. Three smart people. There you go. No. Asking parents is smart. They know you, and they've been around for a long time. They know other people. Okay? Maybe you're here tonight, and you're like, I asked my parents, and they said it was a really bad idea, and I did it anyways. And now we're doomed. No, you're not. But I'm talking to ones who are not yet married. Get your parents involved with someone that you're close with. Ask them. They'll show you good stuff. They'll talk to you. They'll save you a lot of heartache. Every mom can recognize a guy who's just there for all the wrong reasons. Did you know that? Every mom can recognize that. So get your parents involved with close relationships. Ask their advice. They're smart, they'll pray for you, and they have wisdom. You see, wisdom keeps us from evil people. And there's a couple scriptures there. Proverbs 1, verse 7, "For the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. My child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instructions." So that's what we were just talking about. "What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck." See, scripture says it. And the Bible doesn't lie. Wisdom causes us to also live right in God's eyes. Did you know that living right is not just something that we make up? It isn't, well, we're just going to go with what happens in culture today. Or, you know what, I think living right, we're going to have a different standard now just because we want to. You see, moral standards are not set by our feelings or our expectations. They're set by God's word, because that's where wisdom comes from. True wisdom comes from God, and it will help us to live right. James 3, verse 13, "If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you are bitterly jealous," there's selfish ambition in your heart, "don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying, for jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism. It is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. You see, wisdom causes us to live a way that pleases God. And he had a lot there to say about jealousy. I'm just going to tell you right now, jealousy is not godly. You don't need to be jealous of anybody. You just need to know what God's given you and to live in it. You just need to be thankful for where you are, not looking at somebody else wishing you had what they have. Just know what God's given you is awesome and grow what he's given you. And if you do that, you'd never have to be jealous of anybody else, because the plans and purpose he has for you are amazing, just like the plans he has for others are amazing. So wisdom will cause us to live right in God's eyes. Wisdom will also help us to live full lives. Proverbs 9:11, wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. If you become wise, you'll be the one to benefit. If you scorn wisdom, you'll be the one to suffer. Wisdom allows us to live longer. Did you know that? Wisdom allows us to do things that help us. Did you know that as wisdom grows, people learn things? Years ago, nobody realized that smoking would give you lung cancer. But wisdom says smoking gives you lung cancer. We're not going to smoke. We don't want it. Lung cancer kills people. Wisdom says we live a certain way. We do things God's ways, and our days are longer because we've learned and we have wisdom. We eat healthier. That's wisdom, and we live longer. We exercise. That's wisdom put into action, and we live longer. Proverbs 3:13, blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. Talking about wisdom, long life, honor, riches, pleasantness, peace. Better than rubies or gold, wisdom. So how do we receive wisdom? You can receive wisdom, really it's just two ways. The first way, ask the Lord for wisdom. You want to begin getting wisdom? Ask him. He'll open doors for you to get it. Matthew 7, verse 7, Jesus says this, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks will find, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. If you as sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Ask. Ask him for wisdom. I'm just going to be straight out honest. When's the last time you asked for wisdom? Asking for wisdom is so simple, yet we don't do it. Lord, I just pray you'd give me wisdom. Did you know that I taught all my kids as they grew up, if you're going to go write an exam, before your exam, you can pray silently. You know, don't pray loudly so all the kids stare at you and are like, what's wrong with you? But pray silently. Lord, I pray that you give me wisdom, that you bring things to my remembrance, that I have peace while I write this test. Did you know that tests go so smooth when you pray that? You just give it to him. And you're like, wow, I do know the answers. I also taught my kids that doesn't mean you can't study, because you're asking him to bring it to your remembrance. So if you didn't do any work, there's going to be nothing to bring. But God will bless you when you ask him for wisdom. Seek for wisdom. Proverbs 2, verse 4. Search for wisdom as you would search for silver or hidden treasure. Then you will understand what it means to respect and to know the Lord God. In other words, You can ask for wisdom and you can search for wisdom. Asking for wisdom allows God to pour in by his Spirit, allows him to open doors for it. Searching for wisdom means you go to the source of what you're looking for and you gain it. You can gain wisdom by reading. Reading, okay? You can also gain wisdom from YouTube. Did you know that? You can. There are how-to channels. There's channels on how to do electrical work. These guys will tell you they're not all good. But there are some that will tell you. There are channels that will tell you how to build things and make things. Our four-year-old was watching some crafting thing for kids, and the next thing she's crafting. Watching it, now I got to do it. There's paper flying everywhere. You can learn things, you can gain wisdom, but you got to search sometimes. Search for it, go after it like it's hidden treasure. If I told you all right now that under that pile of stuff over there, there's a little box with $10,000 in it, it's for whoever finds it first, would you not go search for it? Do you know some of you wouldn't? It's there, but you need to search for it. You know, why does God do that? Because God gives things to those who are faithful and to those who go after it. Search for wisdom. Wisdom. Make sure the source of your wisdom is someone who knows what they're talking about. But yeah, search for wisdom in those different places. But let me end with this. Following Jesus or following the Lord is the beginning of wisdom according to Scripture. Proverbs 9:10, wisdom begins with fear and respect for the Lord. Knowledge of the Holy One leads to understanding. In other words, wise people choose to follow Jesus. Somebody who says they're smart and says there's no God, they may have a lot of knowledge in their brain, but they have no wisdom. Because true wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. And wise people follow him. If you're here today and you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, this is your opportunity to begin following him, to begin gaining that wisdom that starts with him. Remember, we started off with this picture. It said that God used wisdom to create. Did you know the scripture also says that in the beginning, the Word was with God and the Word was God? And he created that by how? He spoke it into being. Did you know that says to me that Jesus' words are the truest words of wisdom there ever was and ever will be. So following Jesus is how you truly begin to gain wisdom. If you are not following him and you want to, it is simple. You just need to use your words and ask him. Scripture says if you confess with your mouth, and you believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. And so we're going to take a moment to do that in case there's one here tonight who has not yet prayed that prayer to say, yes, I want to follow him. So if you'll repeat this after me right now, say, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. I ask you now, forgive me for all my sin. I choose to follow you. Amen.